I love AC/DC. The first electric guitar I ever bought was a Gibson SG, and I chose it because that's the kind AC/DC's lead guitarist, Angus Young, plays. And even now, when I play guitar at home, I have three songs I like to play over and over. One is I Love My Mom. You know that one already. The others are Six Pack by Black Flag and Hell's Bells by AC/DC, both of which I sing really girly and slow. But when I am singing them girly and slow, I am thinking and loving the way they are sung in the original, hard and fast and all boy, boy, boy. It's like my girly singing is my way of loving their boyishness, because I can't be a boy, no matter how much I love them. Love boys. Frank, that's my husband, was tired and didn't want to come with me. And now we live only six blocks from the garden, so the luxury of being able to walk down the street and see AC/DC on a whim is new. But of course, you cannot see AC/DC on a whim, I discovered, because their shows sell out. This show sold out 3 weeks ago, the woman at the garden ticket window told me. And I have never bought a ticket from a scalper before, but I remember this young couple I had just passed on 8th Avenue and 33rd, who had been holding their tickets very conspicuously. So I left the ticket window and went back to see if they were still there. They were. And when I asked them if they were selling their ticket, the guy explained that they were waiting for someone, but he wasn't showing up. And if he didn't show up in 5 more minutes, they would let me have the ticket. So I waited for 5 minutes, and then the guy gave me the ticket. For free. And I stood there like, I was so flabbergasted. And then as they were walking away, the guy looked over his shoulder and said, the seat should be pretty good because the ticket was from the band. That's what he called AC/DC, the band. And then I sprinted into the garden, scared it was some kind of joke, scared the ticket was fake, illegal, something young couples give away nowadays just for cruel fun. And I thrust the ticket at one of the guys in the green polyester blazers and waited for the alarms to go off. But they didn't go off and didn't go off as I followed him down the steps, feeling like a ball in a pinball machine, headed to a pocket where there would be a super high, light flashing, bell-ringing score. And finally, I came to the folding chair that the ticket had turned into, and I was standing a mere 5 rows away from where Angus Young was already sweating a river in his red velvet schoolboy uniform. And did I say this already? That music is the best theater? That it's so ridiculous it doesn't even make any sense? That there should be these people on stage standing there, wiggling little strings on blocks of wood slung around their necks, jumping up and down and wiggling the strings, jumping up and down and hopping back and forth and dancing on tippy toes, wiggling strings? And how if you were deaf and just saw them doing that, you'd think, what the hell? What is that? And if you were never on Earth before and someone had to explain it to you, they'd have to say there's this thing called music and it's invisible. And it floats around in the air and it fills up whole rooms and more than whole rooms, whole homes, whole football fields, whole stadiums. And we know it is there because we can hear it through these little holes on either side of our heads. And if we turn it up really loud, we can feel it. We can feel it in our bodies vibrating. But we can't see it. The only thing we can see is people jumping and wiggling. And that's the thing right there that makes me believe in everything that makes no sense. When Angus Young plays the opening chords to Hell's Bells, we know that something is here in the garden that wasn't here before. Something huge and inexplicable. And it is not the giant papier-mâché bell that drops from the ceiling. It is a presence. And even though it seems to be associated with Angus Young, it is not Angus Young. And it is like a joke almost that we only have Angus Young to look at. Angus Young, who is 46 now, for God's sake, in his schoolboy outfit and his wedding ring. When we hear this gargantuan thing arriving, excuse me, this giant presence, this God, it is a joke that we can't see it, but we see only this shadow, this Angus Young fidgeting in his red velvet shorts, when we're sure as we are standing here that a freaking king has come.